This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating a date of service of 2/21/2024. Patient's last name is Russell, Russell. First name is Aman, Aman. Date of birth 4/13/2012. Patient is a 11-year-old male who presents with complaint with parents, complaining of sore throat and swollen tonsils, with some difficulty in swallowing. Review of then cough, intermittent cough for about 3 days. Review of systems. HEENT, child denies any nasal drainage, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, complain of sore throat with slight painful swallowing, eyes no report of any blood vision or eye pain, cardiac no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory no shortness of breath, complain of intermittent cough, GI no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin no report of any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears well groomed, is alert, with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 45.6 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 124/71, pulse is 74, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, poly gray, oral mucosa, pink and moist with the exception of erythematous and swollen tonsils with pharyngeal erythema, no pustular lesions noted. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft. Bowel sounds times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for strep screen. Diagnosis, acute pharyngitis, acute tonsillitis, dysphagia, and cough. Prescription given for Moxil, 400 milligrams in 5 mils. 5 mils POTID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Dextromethorphan / guaifenesin syrup, 5 mils POTID PRN, quantity 6 ounces. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days. Next patient, last name is Chris, K-R-E-S-S-E. First name is Brenda. Date of birth is 9/6/1957. Date of service 2/21/2024. Patient is a 66-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding sinusitis, cough, shortness of breath. Patient has been on oral antibiotics and cough medication, but with little relief. Persistent cough with sinus pressure and slight shortness of breath reported. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient complain of some nasal drainage, no ear discharge, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. AIS patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac no report of any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient complain of some shortness of breath, especially with cough. Complain of congested cough. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to sulfur drugs. Weight is 140 pounds, O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 113/81. Pulse is 78, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, nasal mucosa, erythematous, and boggy. point tenderness to maxillary sinuses. Neck is supple, stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2 audible with regular rate and rhythm, no more noted. Lungs feel crackles, auscultated over upper lung, feels bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, but with some signs. 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuropatient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis of a respiratory infection, allergic rhinitis, acute sinusitis. Patient was given prescription for augmenting 875 over 125 milligrams, 1 POBID times 5 days, quantity 10. Fexofenadine, 180 milligrams, 1 PO daily, quantity 30. Increased oral fluids also encouraged for proper hydration. Next patient, last name is... Patient last name is Sosa, S-O-S-A. First name is Samuel. Their date of birth is 12-21-1953. Date of service 2-21-2024. Patient is a 70-year-old male who presents for today for stress test and ultrasound with echocardiogram. Patient was scheduled for these procedures. He denies any acute symptoms at this time. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. Patient denies any sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitation. Respiratory, patient denies any cough or congestion. Cardiac patient reported history of atrial fibrillation, denies any chest pain. Okay, GI, no report of any abdominal pain or vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Okay. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient denies any, physical exam, patient... is alert and oriented with no acute distress. But so signs, allergies, no report of any drug allergies. Weight is 183.4 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. Blood pressure 136 over 72. Pulse is 62. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart, patient is on atrial fibrillation by EKG, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel signs times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuropatient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis. Atrial fibrillation. Patient was referred to cardiologist for follow-up. Prescription was given for butesonide 0.5 milligrams, 1 BID, quantity 60. And also scheduled for swallowing study due to his dysphagia. Okay, thank you. Diagnosis, atrial fibrillation, status post stress test. History of renal cell carcinoma. And dysphagia. Thank you.